Well, hi, church. Thank you for tuning in. Today is going to be part two of the message I did a couple days ago about vaccinations. A couple days ago, I made a video, talked to you about how to work together and understand one another from opposite perspectives on things that are not biblically defined, that there's room, plenty of wiggle room for two people to reach opposite conclusions. However, I said all of that with one caveat. I said that I looked into some things and wasn't able to find definitive information, but that if there were definitive information regarding these vaccinations or any other sort of thing, that would prove, it would verify some of these rumors that have been going around, that these things are a direct result of sinful activity, in particular abortions, which is baby killing. I said if that were true, then I would have nothing to do with the vaccination or any other thing that came out of it. And I said, give me some good information, not just bloggers and memes and angry people and conspiracies, but real actual information, and that would be a game changer for everything related to this. And so some of you did. Thank you for doing that. I have some good information, and I'll put some links down in the thing below on here on YouTube if you want to click on them from actual medical places that make this kind of stuff and describe how it's done. Okay, so it's an important distinction. As a pastor, I'm not a doctor. I'm not here to talk to you about whether the vaccines work, about how many lives they might save, about what their side effects may or may not be. There is plenty of information about that. I don't have time to dig it all up, nor do I have the expertise in that field. My domain here is spiritual leadership. A pastor, another word for pastor is shepherd, and another word for church is sheep or flock, okay? So my job, a shepherd's job, is to guard their flock from danger. That's part of my job, and I'm sorry because this is something I should have been aware of long ago. There's probably 100 places like this that are blind spots for me. However, I got some information that is worth using, and it's important, and I want to share it. These vaccinations come about from a process that started with an abortion, okay? I'm sorry, not an abortion, a baby killing. We should use words that describe reality and not fake words, okay? Baby killing, that's what abortion means. Nobody will bat an eye if you say you want to abort a fetus, but if you use real words that describe what's really happening, killing a baby, everybody is against that. And so we should describe it as what it is, and we should call it what it is, and we should use facts and truth, and let's live in reality and not change the meanings of words or use fake words to avoid the real meaning, okay? A lot of the vaccinations that are out there got their start with the killing of a baby, all right? That appears to be the reality. It's shocking, it's evil, it's wrong, it's bad. The fact that it is obscured, the fact that it is hard to find that information just proves how bad it is and how much they don't want you to find it. But that's reality, okay? Now, there's a lot of falsehoods, a ton of falsehoods about this. If your doctor is telling you to get vaccinated or a family member or somebody in your life is telling you to, and you come at them and you say, oh, well, there's aborted baby cells in that vaccination, they're gonna roll their eyes and they're gonna tell you, no, there's not. And they're going to walk you through and explain to you how there really isn't any aborted baby cells or baby DNA or baby parts or anything else in the vaccination. And they're correct. The best way I understand it, they give you a shot, a jab of this thing. There's no actual baby cells in it. I didn't find anything that said there is. A lot of things that says there's not. Okay. So don't say that. That's a falsehood. It's not true. It's the wrong reason. If you're not going to get the vaccination, I'll share with you the primary reason why you should not. But that isn't it. So that one will get shot down. If you build up a scarecrow and then somebody knocks it down, guess what? They didn't really knock it down because it wasn't reality. You want to deal in reality, okay? These vaccinations do not have baby cells in them, and saying they do just obscures the truth. And so that's their favorite thing to do. It's a myth. It's a fake news that there's baby cells in it. Go ahead and get the vaccination. There's no baby cells in it. Great. If that's all there is to the story, then great. That would be that. But it's not all there is to the story. These vaccinations do not contain baby cells, dead baby cells or living or aborted or anything else. but they were run through a process that started.
Well, hi guys, thank you for tuning in. Today, we are going to continue our series that I call Topical Talks. We're looking at issues that are affecting us in the world around us right now. We finished up the book of Ephesians. We're going to get into Mark in a little bit. But for a couple days here, we're just going to talk about current events and issues and looking at them biblically. Yesterday, we looked at inflation, how to use your money wisely and rightly. And today, we're going to look at vaccines, specifically the COVID vaccine, because that's the one everybody is talking about. All right. I had a guy today call me. His boss, his company is going to fire him if he does not get a vaccine. And he's calling me asking my advice. I had a guy last week. Same exact situation, different company. It's becoming commonplace, of course. We all know families that are divided over this, that they, you can't come visit us until you get vaccine or whatever. I want to get it. You don't want to get it. It's commonplace. It's widespread, and it's a major issue. And so let's look at it biblically. I'm not a doctor. I'm not an expert. We're going to look at it biblically. Now, I have a caveat before we even get into this. We'll be in Romans 14. You can flip there, but I have a very important caveat. With regard to the COVID vaccine, there is a story out there, and I do not know if it is true, and that's my caveat, okay, that says that this vaccine somehow was developed using DNA from an aborted baby. I do not know if that is true, okay? If this is the first time you're hearing of it, I apologize. I don't want to be spreading fake news if it's fake. I do not know if it's true, but it's in a very important caveat. If it is true, then stay away from the vaccine. That would be sin. You're profiting, you're gaining your health at the cost of someone's life. Do not do that. That would be sin. The fact that you didn't kill the baby doesn't make it okay. You wouldn't accept it if some guy robbed a bank and then handed you a $100 bill. You would not accept it, right? Because it was stolen property and didn't belong to you and you wouldn't take it. And he obtained it unrighteously. So if a baby was aborted and somehow that created this vaccine in some way, I don't know how that works. I really don't. I don't know if it's true. It seems like the sort of thing that would be fake news. But if it is true, then that's a game changer. Don't have anything to do with the vaccine. Stay away from it. Don't go near it and pass along the actual truth. Now, if it's false, don't spread it like it's true. That's lying. That's slandering. That's bad. Don't do that either. Find out if it's true. And I tried, I looked this up, and my goodness, I felt like I was going around in circles. I think 99% of the stuff going on about this vaccine is impossible to verify because there's so much out there that is just directly conflicting information. Somebody says this, somebody says the opposite, and I don't know how to tell if it's true. So don't send me your blogger or your YouTube blogger or whatever. I honestly don't care about that stuff. I've watched enough of it, I've looked enough of it, and I cannot tell. Okay, and that's a shame because if this is a real moral issue of an abortion, then I really wish the truth would be plain instead of just angry. I wish we would have the actual truth. So if you have actual truth, like one of these manufacturers talking about how they make it, or some government organization that's involved with this describing how it works, please pass it on actual truth stuff because I really want to know. It makes a tremendous difference. But if you don't have verified information like that, don't spread it. Please don't spread it. That's not helping. Okay. So with that caveat, I am going to assume that this vaccine is not created using sin, using an aborted baby or anything like that. I'm going to assume that it's a vaccine created the old fashioned way. My understanding of them, I'm no doctor, but you know, they take some dead viruses and they inject them in you and your immune system or weakened viral system, whatever. The old-fashioned way of making vaccines, it did not involve aborted babies. I'm quite certain of that. Assuming this is made of the comparable way, no sin is involved. I am going to say everything else I say in light of that, just that assumption that there's no abortions behind this or other sorts of sin. Okay. Like I said, if I'm wrong on that, please just let me know, and I'll maybe have to take the video down or change it all, right? I don't know. But assuming it's fine, assuming it's not like that, then our issue is just, okay, how do we look at this biblically? Because the Bible doesn't say anything about vaccines. It's not in the Bible. The Bible says a lot, though, about living by faith, and it gives principles for how to deal with controversial issues, how to deal with things in which two godly people reach opposite conclusions. The Bible talks about this a lot, and Romans 14 is the first place that I would look for this kind of thing. Okay, so that's where I'm at. Okay, as for the one who's weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions. That's verse 1. Okay, so someone's weak in faith. I'll let you decide who's weak in faith. Is it the guy who got the vaccine or the guy who didn't get the vaccine? There are plenty of people saying, oh, you don't have any faith if you get the vaccine. You're fearing, and there's other people say you don't have any faith if you don't get it because you're afraid of the side effects or whatever. Okay, don't argue about it. That's what it says. As for the one who's weak in faith, he doesn't say who it is. Somebody's weak in faith. Somebody reached a different conclusion from you, and you think it's because they have weak faith. Fine. Don't argue with them. That's what he says. Not to quarrel over opinions. So if we just left it at that and said, okay, guys, you've reached this conclusion and you want to get vaccinated and it's not sinful to get vaccinated, so you're going to do it, I'm not going to argue with you. Oh, you decided not to get vaccinated? You're a godly person using good wisdom? Okay, I'm not going to argue with you either. Can we just get along? That's the opening statement to this. So don't fall into this trap of polarization and arguing about it. Just don't do it. You have a strong opinion. Good for you. The other guy has a strong opinion. Good for you. Make it in faith and do your thing. But if I get up on my high horse and say, my opinion is so strong, you have to do it, or else you're the problem because you're not doing my thing, then I'm the problem, right? Don't be that person. You got a strong opinion, good for you. Okay, and that's what he says. He says in verse 5, chapter 14, verse 5, one person esteems one day is better than another. Talking about people who celebrate certain holidays that have pagan roots, that non-Christian roots to them, but they still celebrate the holiday just because it's a fun day to get together. Okay, one person esteems one day. It's the same as a vaccine. One person reaches this conclusion, one reaches that conclusion. Big deal. Okay, another esteems all days alike. They don't celebrate that holiday. And then he says this, each one should be fully convinced in his own mind. He doesn't say one of them should work really hard to convince the other to their way of thinking. He doesn't say you need to dig in hard and fight about it. He doesn't say you should just, you know, let it slide and just go with the flow and go do what other people are saying. He doesn't say that. He says be fully convinced in your own mind. Be fully convinced. Get a strong opinion. Be fully convinced of your opinion and don't budge on it. But don't force everybody else to do your thing. That's you being a bully. That's you being a punk. Don't be a punk, okay? That's just to simplify. Have a strong opinion. It's fine to have a strong opinion, to be a godly person with a strong opinion right next to a godly person with a strong opposite opinion. When it's not in the Bible, when it's some open-ended thing that's not a direct biblical issue, then this becomes a faith-based issue, an individual issue, that one person might reach a different conclusion. If we're in the Bible, if this were direct sin is clearly laid out, then that would be one thing. But for issues that are not, get convinced, get a strong opinion and stick to it, but don't force others to, and don't judge them, and don't tell them they're doing it all wrong, and they you know, whatever. Don't get into that, okay? Don't be that person. Verse 12, each one of us will give an account of himself to God. And he's talking about judging others. Stuff. Look, I'm not accountable to you. You're not accountable to me. We should love one another. He says don't do things that cause your brother or sister or whatever to stumble. Don't do things that will cause them to sin. But at the end of the day, I'm accountable to God and you're accountable to God. And we have a loose accountability to one another in this life. But ultimately, it does not matter the slightest bit. God is the only judge. Okay? You're accountable to God. So don't be forcing your opinion on other people. They're going to be accountable to God too. And if you manage to somehow convince them to your way of thinking when they're actually accountable to God and you've somehow misled them, how certain are you that you're correct? How 100% dead certain are you that you're right? To the point where you're going to convince somebody against their own better sense, against their own good judgment. You're going to tell them it has to be your way, and then they meet God, and God says, hey, buddy, you should have done your own thing. You should never listen to that clown, right? I mean, you don't want to do that, okay? You don't want to be that person, all right? That's not what we're here for. Okay, so moving on from there, verse 13, therefore let no one pass judgment on one another any longer. Let us not pass judgment on one another any longer. Rather, decide never to put a stumbling block or a hindrance in a brother's way. So don't do stuff that's going to cause each other to sin. Don't go putting it in your face, oh, you have to get vaccinated or else you don't care about people and you're unloving. oh, you're just a sheep. You're getting vaccinated. You just believe everything government says, don't you? You believe the medical industry. They're all corrupt and you believe them. You're dumb. Like, don't do that. Don't put stumbling blocks in each other's way. Don't judge people based on how they decide things. If it's not laid out clearly in Scripture, then get an opinion and stick to it. Opinion based on faith. But don't, you know, you get it? Okay. Verse 14, I know and I'm persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it is unclean. So look, the vaccine, again, with that caveat, assuming it is not created in a sinful fashion, then it's fine. Then it's not unclean. It's perfectly fine. Go ahead. Get a vaccine. It wouldn't be sin. But if you think it's unclean, if you like think there's something about this that is fishy, I am not good with this and I don't like it, and you cannot shake that, then don't get it, okay? Because it would be sinful if you did. If you're like, I think there's something dirty here. I don't know exactly what it is. I can't put my finger on it, but I am sketched out by this, and no, I'm not doing it. Then don't. And don't let somebody convince you that you should. Don't do it. Be fully convinced in your own mind, okay? And likewise, if you're like, you know what? This is right. This is a good thing. This enables me to minister to people, to go to work, to minister to my neighbors, to reach people that I can't reach. They want me to get vaccinated, and if I don't, I lose access to this relationship, this person, this family. I'm going to get vaccinated. I don't see anything wrong with it. Then go for it and do it. And if the other person beside you is all weirded out by it and thinks that there's something sketchy about it, that you're not accountable to them. Okay? You're just not. And they're not accountable to you either. Accountable to God. All right. Verse 20, do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God. Everything is indeed clean, but it is wrong for anyone to make another one stumble by what he eats. So again, that's by me doing it. Am I putting something in your face that's going to cause you to sin? I don't want to do that. All right? By me not doing it. Okay? The faith that you have, verse 22, the faith that you have, keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what he approves. Okay. Meaning you approve of it, you go out and get the thing, but somewhere in the back of your head, you're like, I'm really not sure about this thing. Then it was sin for you to do it. Don't do it. Don't put yourself in a position where you're going to be second guessing yourself because you went along with it because someone else told you to, because you were afraid not to, or don't refuse to get it because you're afraid to get it. Like, these are the wrong reasons. Okay, if you get this thing, let me read this. Whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats. So if you think you shouldn't get it, then don't get it. You'll be condemned. Now, Christ, of course, is condemned on our behalf. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. But what he's saying is, if you do the thing against your doubt, your doubts say don't do it, and you do it anyway, you're that's sin. Don't do it. Because the eating is not from faith, for whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. So this is a really good little axiom that the Bible gives out. If it's not from faith, it's sin. Are you getting the vaccine because somebody told you to? It's the wrong reason. You getting a vaccine because you're afraid of COVID? It's the wrong reason. You getting a vaccine because you think this will save the world? Wrong reason. Are you refusing the vaccine? Are you abstaining because you're afraid of side effects? It's the wrong reason. Are you abstaining because you're kind of skeptical of the medical industry or the government or whatever that's behind it? That's the wrong reason. Maybe they're perfectly reasonable reasons. Maybe there's a lot of good reasons to be skeptical of the medical industry. Maybe there's a lot of reasons to believe in a vaccine and think it's saving a lot of people's lives. Plenty of good reasons. Okay, I'm not here to argue if they're good or bad or false or true reasons. The Bible says whatever does not proceed from faith is sin. Are you doing this by faith in Christ? Whatever you do, whether you eat or drink or your conversation or whatever you do, do it for the glory of God. Are you getting this vaccine for the glory of God, or are you getting it for some other reason? Are you abstaining from the vaccine for the glory of God or for some other reason? That's the core. That's what it all hinges upon. Okay? That's why if this is based on some sort of sin with an abortion, then it becomes very obvious immediately. Because no, I cannot participate in an abortion by faith in Christ. It's not possible. It's sin. It's evil. It's bad. But if it's not based on that, if it's just an old-fashioned way sort of medical development that they've created without any sin involved, then we're at this question, am I doing this by faith? Am I abstaining by faith? Am I getting it by faith? And that's the only issue. Don't pressure someone else to do your thing. That's being a punk. Don't refuse to do it because everyone's pressuring you to and you're just a contrarian. That's a punk. Like, don't do it out of fear of the virus. Don't abstain out of fear of the vaccine. There's so much fear with this thing, and the fear is so blown out of proportion. This virus was trumped up way beyond anything in my lifetime in terms of the fear factor. This thing was not nearly as bad as they said it would be. Not even a tenth. And that's statistically provable. Like, they said it would kill this many, and it's not killed anywhere near that. It's obviously maybe they were just incorrect, or maybe they were doing it on purpose. That's not for me to know. I have no idea. Point is, there's so much fear related to it. And there's a lot of fear with the vaccine as well, that the side effects are extra bad, that people are dying from it. I don't know how to prove any of this stuff. I don't know how to prove the numbers of dead from COVID, the ones that survived from COVID, the ones that are dead from the vaccine, the survivors. I don't know how to, the news is just become ridiculous. I'm going to do one of these on the news cycle, but I'll touch on it right now. Stop watching the news. Pay enough attention to the news to know what's going on and turn it off. The 24/7 news cycle is idolatry. It is idolizing the present moment, and it is making you myopic and blind to the eternal future, and you're just fixated on right now. And not only that, but half the time they're wrong and they're not even telling you the truth. Whether it's on purpose or not is not even the point. So stop watching the news. It has created a panic. It creates panics all day long about every single topic, and you lose track of what matters for eternity. So stop watching the news. Stop believing the news. Pay just enough attention to know the basics and take them with a grain of salt as well. Okay? Now, moving on from that, don't judge one another based on the vaccine or the abstaining of the vaccine. Don't let it divide you. Don't let it happen. Be convinced in your own mind and do what you do by faith. And leave it at that, okay? Now, I want to hit on one other thing that people have talked to me about. This is this word. If you're on a screen, you can see it. If you are on a podcast, the word is pharmakia. It is a Greek word. It is translated in English Bible as sorcery. It's in there three times. It's in Revelation 9, Revelation 18, and Ephesians 5, okay? And it is translated sorcery each time. In Ephesians 5, probably the best-known location for it, it's talking about the fruit of the flesh. Talk about the fruit of the Spirit in Ephesians 5. He talks about the fruit of the flesh. And he says they are idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger. And he goes on. That word sorcery, idolatry and sorcery, is this word, this Greek word, pharmakia. Okay? And it is from the word, kind of obvious, pharmacy or pharmaceutical, that kind of stuff. And so the line of thinking out there is that the Bible forbids all use of pharmaceuticals and pharmacies and pills and drugs and medicine. Just forbids it. That's the line of thinking for this, and they see that word and it jumps out, and they're like, hey, there's, you know, we got to be careful here. Okay, so with regard to that and how it relates to the COVID vaccine, it's much, much broader than the COVID vaccine, but it has come up a lot more recently because of COVID. So this word, it really does mean, and you can look this up. I took a Greek semester in Greek here just recently. But you can find, you do not need to take Greek to look it up. We have tremendous tools. This is the Blue Letter Bible. There's also Bible Study Tools, .com. But you can look this stuff up and parse the Greek and the Hebrew of your Bible and get, and it does a great job. It's an incredible tool. You do not need to go to seminary to parse your Greek. If you trust the online stuff, maybe you don't. I don't know. But this word, it means the use of or the administration of drugs. It also means poisoning. It means magical arts, often found in connection with idolatry or fostered by idolatry. Okay, the use of or the administration of drugs. So the obviously, to me, there's a major distinction between medicine and drugs, right? Medicine that heals you, that fixes you up, is good. God has made a world full of biology and full of chemical processes that, when used correctly, can heal you, can fix you up, and that is good stuff, and he has made extremely smart people who know how to mix it together in a way that heals you and makes you better, and it is a blessing from God, and it's ridiculous, it's dangerous, to the point of probably sinful to go around saying that all medicine is sin, because then you're depriving people of good medicine that God intended to be used. So don't play that game. Don't just say, oh, it's pharmakia, all medicine's bad, it's evil, it's sorcery. Don't do that. But at the same time, there's plenty of bad stuff out there. Obviously, there's the sort of drugs that you think of when you think of drug abuse. You think of your heroin or cocaine or whatever. Obviously, those would fit into that. But there's plenty of other ones that make a much kind of a fine line. Be very careful with this stuff. If, for example, the COVID vaccine is made out of aborted baby DNA, even if it does heal you from COVID, even if it does prevent COVID, it would absolutely be sorcery. It would absolutely be sinful. You're going to kill somebody. That's what an abortion is, in order to make medicine for somebody else. That's murder. And if you participate in that medicine in some degree, you're participating in that murder. That's sorcery outright. And that's why it's such a shame to me that there's so much fake news out there that I can't even verify if this stuff is true or not. Okay. I'll be honest with you. That's the main reason I have not gotten the vaccine. I don't care about the side effects. I mean, maybe I care about them, but whatever. That's the main reason. I've heard this and I don't know if it's true and I don't want to participate in it just in case it's true. Okay. That would be sorcery. That would be, let's mix a little bit of this baby DNA in and we're going to heal other people. We're going to do all this good and they're going to brag about how many lives they've saved with the vaccine. And in the meantime, it was a human sacrifice that led to it. And that is evil and don't have anything to do with it. There's other sorts of drugs that maybe have nothing to do with abortions, but would it absolutely fit into this sorcery idea. There are hormones that people take, testosterone to bulk up your athletes and stuff and make them stronger. That to me is an obvious case of this sorcery sort of thing. Or the opposite, where you're giving testosterone to a woman because she's going to go transgender and turn to a man, or estrogen to the man. Same idea. Obviously, you're tinkering with God's creation. You're taking the chemical and hormonal balances that He has made you, and man, male and female, and you're going to mess with them. You're going to add a little bit of this. That is absolutely sorcery. That is sinful. It's wrong. Or giving a little kid with a developing brain, giving them some sort of psychological drug to change the way their brain works, just to help them sit a little bit more still in their classroom. It's I don't know. I'm not going to say it's always bad. But my goodness, it's dangerous. You're tinkering with something. A better way to get the kid to sit still is called discipline. And yes, I know there's certain kids that have totally hyperactive. Okay, I get it. It's not easy. I'm not saying it's easy. But be very careful when you give them pills. Extremely careful. There is a reason that your pills, even your just Advil and Tylenol, have a dosage on the back. If you are this old and weigh this many pounds, you take a tablespoon of it or whatever. There's a reason for that. It's because you use it wrong. It's poison. You use it right, and it's good for you. Okay, so that's my take on this pharmakia word. I don't think all medicine is bad. I don't think the Bible says that. But misuse of medicine is bad. Making medicine out of sin is bad. It's sorcery. The drugs that cause brain damage or body damage or cause you to behave sinfully, become addicted, all that stuff, all that would categorize as sorcery. If this vaccine is coming from an abortion, man, please let me know if that's true. It absolutely makes all the difference, biblically speaking. But if it is not made out of that stuff, then this is just a matter of freedom of conscience, and don't get up in people's business about it. All right, I hope that sums it up for you. The ones that your boss is telling you have to get it, I can write you a note, a religious exemption based on the things that I've shared here. I can't promise you it will work, but that's what I would recommend, is get your pastor to do that. And if I'm your pastor, I'm happy to do it. I'm not just writing these willy-nilly, though. You got to be a member of my church, and I'm going to have a conversation with you. All right. God bless you. Praise the Lord. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. We might talk about the news, or we might talk about just our culture as a whole and whether we are over the cliff or near the cliff or exactly where we're at with things. God bless you. I'll see you then. Started with a baby killing. They were. Okay. Now, they will say, oh, but it was decades ago. It was in the 70s or the 80s. It was in the Netherlands, is where most of this apparently happened. It doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. Not from my perspective. Okay. You're benefiting from a process that started with a murder, with a killing. All right. And you don't want to benefit from that. If somebody offered you $100 that they robbed from a bank, you wouldn't want to accept it because it's not yours. Even if they give it to a really good cause, if it's a good cause, they won't accept it. They'll say it's not ours. It's not yours to give. We do not accept it, right? So the fact that the vaccinations might work, I'm not here to argue whether they do or not. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt that they work great. Assume they work great and there's no problem and they save lives. Great, I'm glad to hear that. But if they started off with a killing
then I don't want to benefit from that. I don't want to have any part in that. I don't want to benefit from it. I don't want to give any business to that. Okay? So what they do, I'll use my language for it. I'm no scientist or whatever. What they do, they killed babies. They continue to. But back in the 70s and 80s, they would kill them, and they would put them away in a lab, and they'd carve out little cells and tissues and parts and whatever else. And they would do all sorts of experiments, and they found ways to replicate these baby cells of a baby that they killed. They replicated them. So there's not the actual baby cells. They're the replicated copies or cloned copy. Not the actual one, but a copy of a copy of a copy. And it's been going on for decades. So the actual dead and killed babies are long gone. I don't know what they did with them. But they got these replicated copies that they have been using ever since. And they run in some scientific manner way over my head. They run this virus through these replicated killed baby cells, and out the other side comes a vaccination. No actual baby cells in the vaccination, but it's run through them or tested on them. Some of them will say, oh, it wasn't run through them. It was only tested on them. It's a distinction without a difference, if you ask me. It started with the killing of a baby. And not only was the baby killed, but the baby was not given a proper burial. The baby was not treated with human dignity at all. They killed the baby. They took it, extracted it, whatever word you want to call it, out of the mother. And then they proceeded to look under microscopes and carve it up and sample it and replicate it and conduct experiments on the dead baby's body that they just killed. And they conducted experiments, and they found out all kinds of scientific, quote, breakthroughs, unquote, and now they've made some sort of medical advancements out of it. Whatever. That's what's happened. That's the thing. I don't want any part of that. When a person dies, you give them a proper burial. You treat them with respect and dignity. When a person is killed, you give them a proper burial. You give them respect and dignity. Doesn't matter that they were killed. That doesn't give you the right to go do experiments on them, right? It just doesn't. It's not a thing. Even in war, even like Bin Laden, they tried to give him as proper a burial as they could. Okay? Why? Because humans deserve some degree of dignity. Even humans that don't deserve it. Just by nature of being made in God's image, we deserve some degree of it. Okay? Not these babies. They just killed them. Killed them, hauled them off to some lab, and who knows what. All right? It's the kind of stuff that if you did it, you'd go to jail. Abuse of a corpse or whatever, right? If you found a dead body somewhere, you would call all kinds of people to come identify, notify the family, bury, put the body in a morgue until it can be identified, bury the body, whatever. Even if there nobody knows who it is, you're still going to give the body some degree of a proper burial. Not these babies. They didn't know their names. They didn't even name them. They didn't know a thing about them. They're just going to harvest them for parts, extract things from them, clone and replicate them, and then claim they made a medical breakthrough. All right, there is good medicine and there is bad medicine. Good medicine starts with the Hippocratic Oath. Most people know it. First, do no harm. That's the primary job of a physician. Your job is to first do no harm. Look at the harm that's already been done through a disease or an accident and do your very best to heal it and fix it up. And my goodness, praise the Lord for doctors and medicine. There is tremendous good medicine out there and good doctors out there. Absolutely incredible, mind-boggling stuff. Miracles, in my opinion, that God has blessed our world with the brains, with the hands, with the intelligence, with the instruments and the tools to heal bodies that are falling apart. It's incredible. But there's bad medicine too. Satan has a counterfeit of everything. No matter how good it is, he counterfeits it for bad. And if your medical breakthrough involves killing somebody, it's bad. First, do no harm. If you're going to start your medical breakthrough by first doing harm, then I don't want anything that comes out from it. It's fruit from a poisoned tree, and I don't want any part of it. Neither should you. Okay, the fact that it went on for decades and decades, the fact that it's replicated, it's no longer a human cell in a recognizable way, the baby is long gone, that doesn't make it better. It still started that way. Okay? So, yes, I'm glad that you didn't do the aborting and the baby killing. I'm glad you didn't do it. You didn't participate in it. Might not have even been born back then. I don't know. We didn't participate. I'm glad of that. I'm glad there's not an assembly line of people killing babies, extracting things, and then jabbing them back into your arm. I'm glad that that's not happening. Okay? That's good. It's good that that's not happening. But if this whole thing started out from killing a baby, which it did, and that's not a debate. It's only a debate as to exactly what they do with the dead baby after they kill it and how they manage to replicate it. But that is really, really creepy stuff. All right? That is witch doctor stuff. Extracting things from dead bodies and mixing them together and then giving them to you as a potion to heal your diseases and to scare away evil spirits and stuff. That is witch doctor sorts of stuff. The fact that it works is not relevant. Not to me. Or I guess you might even say it's in question whether it works, but let's just give them the benefit of the doubt that it does work. That irrelevant, okay? If I were sick and there's a healthy guy beside me named Bob, and I said, Bob, you're pretty healthy. I'm going to kill you, and by me killing you is going to make me better. Would it make any difference if it actually did make me better? Would you be like, oh, it made him better, so I guess it works, so I guess it's okay? Would anybody in the world say that? Of course not. If there's 1,000 people in the room and we're all sick and there's one healthy guy and we're like, hey, man, we're going to kill you and it's gonna make us all better. So we're going to kill you now. Would that be okay? Of course that would not be okay, right? Even if it worked, the argument that the vaccinations work is a really bad argument. Even if you say they do work, it's still a bad argument. If they're made out of killing somebody, if you're benefiting from somebody else's murder, from somebody killing, then that's bad. Now, if Bob, the healthy guy, says, you know what, I will lay down my life to save yours, we would call him a hero, right? We would say, wow, that's a good man. The Bible says that a good man might lay down his life for his friends, right? That would be good if he chooses to. But if we go kill him, that's not good. It's the opposite, right? And so you can do this. You can save people's lives right now. The good medicine, that first do no harm, you can go donate blood today at probably a half dozen places within a couple mile radius of where you're at. And you can choose to. I've done it. You've probably done it. You can go choose to donate blood. And our medical system is so incredible that they can extract blood out of my arm and go save somebody's life with it I've never even met, 100 miles away or something. It's marvelous. You can be an organ donor, and they can take your organs after you die and save someone's life. Incredible. All good if you choose it. If I choose to sign up to donate blood, if I choose to be an organ donor, and they can manage to save somebody's life, awesome. Praise the Lord. That's a medical miracle, right? But if they're going to go kill somebody against their wishes and then harvest them and experiment on them and tinker with them for decades in laboratories and then say, oh, look at us, look what we've done. That word pharmakia I showed you in the first video is sorcery. Galatians chapter 5, Revelation 9, Revelation 18. The English translation is called sorcery. But in the Greek where it was originally written, it's pharmakia, where we get the pharmacy and pharmaceuticals. Okay, it does not mean that all pharmacies and pharmaceuticals and medicine are evil and bad and sorcery, but it does mean that they can be, that there is such a thing as bad medicine and that it is bad and that Christians should have nothing to do with it. And I don't know how to define sorcery and conjuring up bad medicine, but I do know this, that if you're killing a baby and extracting parts and experimenting on those parts and then injecting the results of your experiment into another person, it doesn't matter if you save that person's life. You killed a different person's life. And that's bad medicine. That's witch doctor stuff. That's witches, you know, stirring in toads and blood and drops of this and drops of that into their black cauldron around the fire and cackling and then passing out potions to people and magic spells. That's what we think of when we think of sorcery. Well, how is this different? Oh, well, they're wearing laboratory coats and they have PhDs and they work for the government and they work for the universities. And so that makes it good. It's okay then. Sorry, not to me. First, do no harm, buddy. find a way to make a vaccination without killing babies. They can do it. It can be done. There's plenty of vaccinations that have been made that way, that can be made that way. Do it that way. You know how to harvest my organs. If I die in a car accident on my way home, you know how to harvest that and get it somehow over to some guy in a hospital that I've never heard of and save his life that way. That happens all the time. They can do that. They could take my blood. They could do that stuff. It works. There has to be a way to make a vaccination without using a dead baby that somebody killed and doing experiments on it for 30, 50 years. There has to be a way. And if there's not, then I guess there's not. I guess we just won't do it. I'm not doing it. I boycott it the same way you boycott a sinful movie. You wouldn't watch a movie that's full of cursing and violence and sex and gore and robbing banks, right? You just wouldn't watch it. You wouldn't even think of it as a boycott. A boycott, you think of, oh, that's a big movement that we get 1,000 people on our side or something. You just wouldn't participate in it. You just wouldn't do that, right? If there was a Klan rally, a KKK marching down the street, you just wouldn't show up. You might even show up as a counter protester to argue against it, right? You might get a petition against it of some sort, but you wouldn't just show up and, hey, looks like fun. You wouldn't do it, right? You would boycott it. So if there's a vaccination, it doesn't matter to me that how medically advanced it is and how smart and intelligent and wise and well-intentioned everybody involved with it was and how they just want to save everybody's life. It doesn't matter to me. It started with killing somebody else's life against their will. That's a human sacrifice. We're going to kill you and we're going to do enough experiments and it's going to save other people. It's a human sacrifice. I don't care if the human sacrifice worked. I don't care if the human sacrifice really did chase away the evil spirits or whatever they thought a human sacrifice would accomplish. Irrelevant. You can't go do a human sacrifice. Sorry, I'm not participating in that. I'm boycotting it. Just like I would boycott a movie, just like I would boycott any other evil thing, I'm going to boycott it. I'm not going to do it. If it means I catch COVID and die, guess I catch COVID and die. Whatever. I'm not doing that. I'm not participating. It's not a thing. And if you are a believer and you're on the fence about the vaccination, don't do it. Now, some of them will say, oh, we didn't run it through replicated killed baby DNA. We didn't do it. But the way I read it, and you're welcome to send me a different medical article of some sort. But some of them literally just did it that way. Other ones did not. But then they tested it through this same baby DNA, replicated baby cells of some sort. They're not from the actual baby. They're just replicated of it. Why? Because we're not God and we can't make life. We can't make baby cells. But we found dark magic, creepy, really creepy ways of replicating dead baby cells that we killed. That's really creepy stuff. All right. And so they tested it on that. Well, if you had a baby and some guy came along and was like, hey, we really want to do a medical experiment and test it on your baby, I don't think it's going to kill him. It won't kill him. We just want to test it on the baby first. Before we put it on other people, we want to put it on your baby first. Would you do that? No, to me, that's a distinction without a difference. If they made it directly out of the baby they killed, or if they only tested it on a baby they killed, irrelevant to me. I wouldn't do it to my baby. I wouldn't let anyone near my baby to do that. You wouldn't either. Okay, so don't. To me, that makes no difference. They can make a vaccine that doesn't involve anything to do with starting from a dead baby that they killed. Find a way. Do it. And maybe I'll line up to get a vaccine then. All right. Or whatever. But I'm not doing it. I'm not having anything to do with it. Okay. I'll give you another way of thinking of this. My neighbor has a cornfield. Okay. I could cross the street and steal an ear of corn later this summer. It'll be tall. It'll be growing. Okay. That would be wrong. It would be evil. It would be sinful to steal from his ear of corn. Well, let's say I steal his ear of corn. I take those kernels and I plant them on my side of the street, in my property, in my garden. And next year they grow up and they grow corn and I harvest that corn and I plant that corn. And in a couple of years of doing this, I figure it's my corn now because I planted it in my garden and I took care of it and I harvested it. But it's still not my corn, right? It's still not. Time doesn't change the starting point. The starting point was stealing in this analogy, All right. Every bit of corn growing on his land that he planted, that he raised, is his. If he had planted it and raised it up generation after generation, all the corn and all the stalks and all the ears of corn and all the kernels on the ears of corn were his. I stole one and planted it. It wasn't mine. And the byproducts and the long-term benefits that I might reap from it really all belong to him. Same difference. Same difference here. Only in this case, you didn't do the baby killing. You didn't participate in it. But you're still benefiting from it. It's fruit from a poison tree. Stay away from it. Have nothing to do with it. Boycott it until they come up with something wholesome. Same way you would boycott a Hollywood movie until when Hollywood produces wholesome stuff, we'll go watch it, right? And they do sometimes, and we watch it. Same thing. When they produce a vaccination that is based on righteousness, man, there's good medicine, and I love it. I use it. We should all do it. But wait till they do that, okay? Now, I want to say something to you if you already got this vaccination, and you might feel guilty. I didn't make this video to come at you to make you feel guilty, all right? I made this video specifically for people who are on the fence who are not sure what to make of it. But some of you already got it. I know several in the church have gotten it. You got it. Some of you even asked me if you should, and I apologize. This is a spiritual leadership failure on my part. This vaccination and this stuff has been publicly available for a long time. I'm a spiritual leader. I'm a shepherd. I'm supposed to be guarding my sheep, and I did not pay much mind to it. I did not pay close attention. That is a thing that I believe I and spiritual leaders in churches, probably going back several generations, I don't know when, have been guilty of. We have incrementally given ground to other things and other professions and said, well, that's a medical issue. Don't talk to the pastor about that. Let the doctors do it. They're smart. They're good. And don't get involved. Education, well, let the government run the schools. That's a good thing. That's not the right. I'll teach the Bible, and the schools will teach everything else. The poor are out there. Well, the government can take care of them. I'll teach them the Bible, and you feed them. And incrementally, over time, the spiritual leadership of the church, starting from the pastors and the churches in general in the community, has incrementally just gone away. And so now, you're not supposed to talk about vaccinations. You're not supposed to talk about medicine. You're not supposed to talk about science. You're not supposed to talk about education. You're not supposed to talk about taking care of the poor. You just let other people do that. And we have given so much ground away that I didn't even think about talking about vaccinations just a couple months ago. I was like, whatever, that's not a pastor's job. And you know what? To some degree, it is. A good shepherd has a good sheepdog, looks out for danger and chases that danger away and keeps the flock in a safe zone. That's part of my job, so I'm sorry. Okay. First of all, if you've already gotten a vaccination, to some degree, that as a spiritual leader, I am sorry I didn't warn you. Okay. Secondly, there's no condemnation if you're in Christ Jesus. If you're in Christ Jesus, you're a new creation. There's no condemnation. You and I are guilty of all kinds of sin. If you got the vaccination, that was tied up in a sin that you didn't commit. You didn't get the abortion. You didn't kill the baby. You didn't do that. You didn't even know that. Chances are you had no idea that was true. I didn't. You had no idea what was going on in the background. Or if you did, you heard some medical explanation for it that sounded reasonable, and you just went along with it without giving it a lot of critical thought. Okay? We're surrounded in a world of sin, and it's everywhere. And so it's very hard to be aware of all of it. And you did it inadvertently, and you didn't know what you were doing. And Jesus forgives you even if you did know what you're doing. He forgives actual murderers who really did do this stuff. Okay, so there's no condemnation. Do not feel shame. If you're in Christ and you feel condemned, that condemnation did not come from him. You're in Christ. There's no condemnation in Christ. So don't feel guilty. Don't feel in shame. Don't feel condemned. Don't lash out and blame everybody and get mad at them for it. Let Christ take it. He died for your sins, all of them. All right, this isn't some special sin that is too bad and he can't save you from it, okay? Don't allow that to be there, all right? But let's be careful. The world is so sinful around us, it has us encircled in 100 directions. And whatever we look at, whatever we do, there's some sort of sin somewhere in the background that we didn't even know was there. So let's be careful. Let's trust the Lord and thank him for his grace, all right? And I'm not getting this vaccination. If you're on the fence about it, do not get it. If you are halfway through, they say there's like two shots you're supposed to get. If you're halfway through, you don't have to get the second one. You don't have to do it. You're not obligated to do it. If your boss tells you you have to do it, I will sign your paper. I will give you a religious exemption from it. Based on the things that I've said in this video and the previous video, I stand by the stuff in the previous video. I'm not taking it down, but I do hope you watch both. I will sign your medical exemption form as a pastor. I don't know if your boss will accept it. I don't know if anybody will accept it, but I will absolutely help you. And glory to God. There's more to cover, but we'll finish this one out here. And glory to God. Trust the Lord and follow him in all things. And let's trust him for our health. Let's trust him for how this works. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.